It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Robin Leach, host of the TV series Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, which gave the world an inside peek into the world of the wealthy, has died at 76.
Welcome to television's unchallenged authority on wealth, prestige, and success. It's another dazzling Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Meet the stars of show business and big business. Discover how life's winners live, love, and spend their fortunes.
Leach had suffered a stroke last Monday and died on Friday in Vegas. It was his TV show that brought Americans into rich people's homes in the 80s and 90s that made Robin Leach a household name. He referred to himself as the most unlikely star in the world.
With champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Oh my gosh, and we just were talking about him on Friday.
It's so weird that we talked about him, for the first time ever on the show on Friday randomly, yeah. And then he ended up dying. Britney Spears put on a bizarre British accent during her concert in London at the O2 Arena. She asked the crowd to cheer more loudly, and she appeared to use a very phony accent.
What's wrong with you? We gotta do better than that. Let's try it again. Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3.
Wait, that's Britney Spears?
Yes.
I thought that was Katy Perry.
What is wrong? What is going on with her, man? She is just a nutcase. I love her, but a nutcase.
I can't believe that's her.
In a recent interview, Sia said she had the runs after meeting President Donald Trump. The singer was introduced to him backstage after a 2015 taping of Saturday Night Live. She was invited to perform, and he hosted the episode. Trump shouted that they needed to get a photo when she was walking back to her dressing room, but she turned him down. His daughter Ivanka was ready to take the photo, and Sia said, "Actually, do you mind if we don't? I have a lot of queer and Mexican fans, and I don't want them to think that I support your views." Trump wasn't angry or hurt. He just said, "Oh, no problem." Sia then went to her dressing room because she said she had, quote, crazy diarrhea. Now, here's what I don't understand. She's saying all this, like, but it says it was a 2015 taping of Saturday Night Live. So Trump wasn't president. So
no,
I don't understand.
Wasn't he running, though?
Have been 2016?
No, that's when he was elected.
No.
I don't know. Listen, you're asking the dumbest
guy
in the world
maybe
to
right.
tell you stuff. I thought he was running back then.
I thought the election was November 2016.
I just remember he went on SNL and he did that Drake video, you know, used
right.
to call me
but see, they wouldn't have had him on SNL because they hate him so much if it would have been after he was running for president. He was only uncool in Hollywood till after he ran, and if it's 2015, I don't think that timeline fits. Tell me if I'm wrong at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, but I don't know. It doesn't make sense. And Taylor Swift brought her Reputation Stadium tour to Nashville on Saturday night and surprised the crowd with an appearance from Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, who joined her on the song Tim McGraw.
Awesome right there. All right, Alex, thank you so much for the garbage.